Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, July 6th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Hindu radicals are angry at the ruling party in India. Need and opportunity pave the way for outreach in water-starved areas. And the Big Six stand ready to go. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. India tops today's news as the ruling party has ousted 4 state governors appointed by the previous government. That's angered the radical Hindu party known as the BJP. However, OMS International's Ezra Sargunum doesn't expect the current government to bow to the pressure. He explains why.
The prime minister in charge is from a minority community, a Sikh. The president of the country is a Muslim. The lady who presided over this whole change that has come to effect is some kind of a Catholic Christian.
With the installation of the new government, the radical Hindu agenda is on hold, says Sargunum.
The government that were in charge, they were contemplating, that is, to rewrite the constitution to suit the Hindus. One of the things that they had in the agenda was, as soon as they come back to power, they would pass legislations against funds coming into the country for religious purposes.
This will allow OMS to continue their evangelism and church planting efforts. Meanwhile, concern over the plight of foreign workers is building in areas home to militant Muslims. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says their teams are careful whenever they go into an area hostile to foreign aid workers. As Christians, they're even more of a target. However, Wiles says their teams are willing to face the risk to bring hope.
All over the world, it's hazardous duty, whether it's Central South America, Africa, or whether it's in Asia or in the Middle East. There are certain areas that is more volatile than others, but security is always an issue in what we do, and we've lost people on the field.
Wiles says the test of their commitment comes through need.
The 1.2 billion people without access to clean water basically is the same population groups that live on roughly $1 a day, and they've had the least access to the gospel. It really is the last of the unreached people in the world will probably be the hardest to reach, the most difficult areas.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Bible Translation Center's Big Six Scripture translations are ready to go. The easy-to-read English, Chinese, Russian, and Hindi Bibles, and their Spanish and Arabic New Testaments can be read and understood by an estimated 2.5 billion people, almost 40% of the world's population. With tools like this in hand, evangelists are able to move forward like never before to respond to the need for easy-to-understand scriptures among a burgeoning world population. Elsewhere, a perfect summer camp includes play and new things to do and learn. For those attending Christian camps this summer, they'll do that while learning about themselves, their relationships, and what they believe in. American Missionary Fellowship's Ed Henderson says the potential for reaching kids for Christ is huge.
We'll host somewhere around 250 camping weeks this summer, all age groups, about 29 states. We'll see 15,000 to 20,000 kids, and we'll have a chance to share the truth and the Word of God with them. Last year, we saw 1,000 statements of faith.
Henderson urges prayer for the changes ahead.
We're just excited to know that out of the 15,000 to 20,000 kids that we'll see this summer, that there'll be some that will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And then we expect another 225 vacation Bible schools around the country.
And while the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is 4 months away, there's a resource that can help your church commemorate it. The Bible League is offering the program The Passion of the Persecuted beginning September 1st. The free program includes a powerful video, devotional, youth activities, and banks. These banks can be used to raise money for Bibles for peoples in areas of the world hard to reach with the gospel. Go to our website for more details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.